Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit LambdaLegal.org. That's LambdaLegal.org.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Honestly Trender Mind. You know what? I don't even want to be
honestly. Never mind.
Honestly, never mind.
Hey, you like my new album?
You're not even worth it.
Hey, like my
I
new
never
album?
Even liked you?
I don't know, Aubrey. It feels like kind of like. You're entertaining like the weakest part of your skills. Honestly, never mind, eh? All right, Drake. Later, bro.
That short show title is courtesy of Johnny Davis. This is definitely the least listened to, just like among people I know, Drake album that I've scene drop. I have not listened to it.
It's got mixed. I feel like people are either like, yes, I love this like non-art Drake just making like sort of like tropical loops. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I do love the take though that he's a gambling addict and he's just trying to put some shit out to get some more money.
Right. I mean, that's how, you know, I've heard that some of our greatest basketball players motivated themselves that way just to, you know, feel the fire behind the nipping at their butt when it got too easy.
Meanwhile, fucking Beyonce put out a fucking track and banger. That actually has people be like, do I quit my job? Because I feel like Beyonce is telling me to, and I will. It was, I feel like, the most shared sentiment I see on Twitter.
Break my soul?
Yeah.
Now that is a title that you can say with your whole chest and body, as opposed to, it's kind of the opposite of honestly never mind.
Honestly never, dude, that you couldn't tell people, I'm not really sure about this shit I just made if it's called honestly never mind, because I was telling you off mic, that's what you say when you having problems or something and you go to a friend, you confide to them, and then they start kind of holding a mirror up to you about maybe your part in your own, you know, trials and tribulations. And you go, honestly, never mind.
Right.
Man, I didn't come here for that. Honestly, just never mind. That's what it feels like. That's the energy of this title, but whatever.
It's such a straightforward encapsulation of what I wouldn't have thought was a conscious like trend in his music, which is just to confuse like sort of being kind of grumpy and unhappy about silly things and like passive aggressive with you know, content, emotional content that people can identify with. I don't know, maybe that is the emotional content that people can identify with these days more so than anything else, is just passive aggression and just being like, whatever.
You know, I gotta say, because that album came out, Bloomberg ain't writing about Drake. They're writing about Beyonce. Mm-hmm. They're saying Break My Soul lyrics are an ode to the Great Resignation and anti-work. Because that's Bloomberg. They gotta have a take, and I guess that would resonate with the with their readers. But also,
she opens like saying, just quit my job or something to that effect.
Right? Yeah, and then you got Big Frida just pumping it up in the back.
Oh man, it's kind of nice to have that like Bloomberg review out there, because I was kind of waiting to see how I felt about the Beyonce song until I heard Bloomberg's take on it. But
now I can fully
vibe with it with abandon. Credit card companies are trending.
Yeah.
What's happening? They're always on the right side.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So many companies that started off being like, yeah, yeah, we'll take your slave money and hold that for you. They are now they're getting in the headlines because, you know, just what can we do bare minimum to try and prevent unnecessary gun violence? And one of them might be to, hey, maybe we can just track the purchases of ammunition and weapons. Maybe that would help if we had a really easy way to do that. Maybe the credit card companies could create a new kind of vendor code so that would sort those kinds of transactions to make it easier for somebody to kind of track someone's spending habits. Well, guess what? Guess who doesn't want to do that? The credit card companies. They basically blocked a move to do that.
And as we talked about years ago on this show, like, you know, the conventional wisdom within the industry and like on Wall Street is that credit card companies are no longer just credit card companies. And in fact, their primary business is that they are data mining companies. They give people access to your spending habits, and, you know, people use that for marketing. And so this is not, even though, like, I can see a world where people are like, well, yeah, of course they're going to oppose that because that's not what they're supposed to do. It's like, but it is what they do. Like, right. That is what their main kind
they
of...
Would, I'm sure they would love for a way to even be able to zero in, but I think it also shows that, you know, part of the biggest holdups to, like, gun control are the profits of gun manufacturers. So if they can get the credit card people in on it, too, to maybe pump the brakes a bit, maybe they'll just forget about it. I don't know. But anyway, that's today's semi-villain amongst many villains.
Elon Musk is trending because Elon Musk's daughter changed their gender and name.
I got the birth certificate changed and everything.
Mm.
I like the quote, which was when asked why, I no longer live with or wish to be related to my biological father in any way, shape, or form. I hope that you haven't had a terrible relationship with your parent, because I know how much stress that causes people. But yeah, I can't imagine having Mr. Contrarian Blunt Smoker as your dad ends up with cool results. Huh. Anyway.
Did that diminish blunt smoking in any way? I feel like blunt smoking might be like undiminishable.
Blunt smoking is undefeated.
Yeah.
Even when, remember like years ago, we talked about that dude who came out who was defending his little sister from the USC like tuition or admission scandal. And he was smoking like a fucked up looking blunt. And he's like, yo, you need to let her fucking chill. And it was like this like New Yorker kid who clearly never rolled a blunt
totally
in his life. And I was like,
about that person.
This is a crime against the blunt community. Yeah, it's just like, you know, people try to tamper with it, but no, still
don't
going
tamper
strong
with the blunt smoking.
No.
All right. So the, you know, Elon Musk's daughter is trans, and in 2020, Elon was called out for mocking pronouns on Twitter. So days after her 18th birthday, she changed her name to Vivian Jenna Wilson. which is her biological mother's surname, and then dropped that heater of a quote with regards to her father. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.
And we're back. And the story on Uvalde has continued to, you know, just be a complete failure of the police in that town. And just generally as an institution. And yeah, that's according to their own people. It seems
like the Department of Public Safety, they just, after looking at tape and stuff, just saying this is an abject failure. They'd talked about 3 minutes after this gunman entered the building. They said there was a sufficient number of armed officers wearing body armor to isolate, distract, and neutralize the subject. And quote, the only thing stopping a hallway of dedicated officers from entering room 111 and 112 was the on-scene commander who decided to place the lives of officers before the lives of children. I mean, it's really difficult to read about the ineptitude of police on that day. And like the kinds of things they were saying they could or couldn't do because of the situation, and then just have these like constant stream of receipts or surveillance footage to be like, that doesn't seem correct at all. And now I'm sure like it gets to a point where like the situation's untenable for even like the most like loyal police, you know, fans, like, or at least within the state of Texas, to be like, that was just such a fucking, that was a total fuck up and failure. But I don't know. I mean, that the chief of police there, I think, was just made it onto the city council or something. So
does seem like they're trying to isolate it on the like one commander, you know, just like one bad apple, their favorite thing to kind of focus on.
It's not systemic
when it comes
to
police criticism. But as we talked about, I mean, we had a whole chunk in one of our episodes right after the New York subway shooting, about how the police at the site of that were running the opposite direction and telling people to call the police. This was after they had like beefed up police spending and police presence in the subways. So, you know, it's time and again, there are just many stories that keep telling us that the police are not the answer that to America's problems. But the mainstream media does not want you to hear that story. And yeah, most of their sources are the police. Yeah. So,
and I get that. I'm sure this will be an easy way to try and pin everything that's like all of the anger people have with law enforcement and be like, yeah, it's just them. Let's make a meal out of them. And then we can move on from the police are bad discussion. Does that sound good, everyone?
Does that sound good? All right. Break.
Ready, break.
And by break, we mean the civilization.
Oh.
All right. Lightyear. So, talked heading into the weekend about how I wasn't clear on why this movie was existed. People, the expectations leading into the weekend and like up to Friday, like as you know, the Thursday results were coming in, was that like this was going to pull in about 75 million, and it ended up bringing in 50 and is being seen as like a major disappointment for Pixar, which is a bummer, I think, for like a couple of reasons. First of all, Pixar could have definitely had a hit with Turning Red. I mean, they Everybody had a hit on Disney shit. Plus, but like, there's no reason that movie shouldn't have hit theaters. It like felt like a movie that was in theaters that then when you went to read about it, it was like, no, you watched it on Disney Plus, which fine. Like, I know we love free content, but it just, I don't know. I worry about the future of, movie going and like theater movie going when they're like, we gotta risk it all on Lightyear because it's an action adventure Pixar movie, and yeah, Turning Red, like why not risk it all on the movie that had the best reviews of a Pixar movie in years and is just good at the thing that people like Pixar for, instead of a movie that tries to change what Pixar does. Yeah, it's just, it's like, I don't know. I could, like, I think the lesson should be more mid-budget movies and less like Pixar trying to like launch a franchise of action adventure movies. But I think studios seem to think they just shouldn't release something in theaters unless it's a, you know, theme park ride, essentially, or at least has that theme park, you know, action spectacular aspect to it, which is a bummer. It really does feel like one of the first times we're seeing like Wall Street logic creep into how the, like, you know, culture in this country is made, because, you know, for a long time, they could just put something on streaming. It would lift the streaming numbers temporarily. And then, you know, like that would make the line go up on Wall Street. And the people who make those decisions have stock. So, like, that's kind of what ultimately matters to them. And also, when something tanks on streaming, fewer people notice.
Yeah.
But it's a bummer.
They're gonna line goes up. The fuck out of art, you know, that's,
yeah.
I mean, I think things, I've talked about this in the past, but like in the, like the 80s and shit, when like marketing people began to take over development roles because they knew like what would sell, that was sort of like the beginning of the end of like more idea driven development versus like what bring in the money for box office immediately.
Yeah.
And because of that, yeah, like, we see less and less original films being made, and we're blown away by things like Everything Everywhere All at Once, because it's like, this goes against all the logic that is seems to normally be applied to what gets made or what doesn't.
Yeah. And even like after Top Gun like blew up at the box office and Jurassic Park blew up at the box office, like the studio's stock prices were down because they, you know, Wall Street doesn't give a shit about hits. They're like, yeah, you're supposed to have like those sorts of hits, but what can you do for me on streaming and like telling us data and like getting into, you know, dystopian capitalism? That's what we're talking about.
Hell yeah.
And yeah, there's movies like, I feel like Chip and Dale kind of came and went because they just released it on streaming. Fire Island, you know, these are things that are on Hulu, can go watch, like should go watch them. But like there's a Father of the Bride remake that I remember reading about years ago. And like that they just released on streaming. It's just, I don't know.
Andy Garcia and Gloria Estefan.
Yeah.
I watched a little bit of it.
I even feel like RRR, which could have.
That's the one thing I tell people to go watch.
Yeah, if they had released it in theaters, man, I feel like people would have could have built something.
I don't know there. If I could have made that whole film 3 hours. Theater,
yeah,
I had to break it up. But I mean, meanwhile, on the right, they're like, "Yeah, man, too woke." That's what happened.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
It's their favorite thing to say. And someone else pointed out, they're like, did you see how diverse that Top Gun cast was compared to the first Top Gun?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Okay, but you don't see that. That's fine. Just ignore that part, because normally you see like people of color in a thing that normally didn't have people of color. And you're like, it's too fucking woke.
Right. And finally, John Eastman is trending.
Yeah,
I mean, a lot of people are trending from the January 6th committee hearings, but John Eastman seems to be the smart money on who is going to be made the patsy by Trump.
Yeah, because it looks like, you know, it's everything's bad. So many people are like, yeah, man, he told me to say that shit. Or he'll be like, I never said that. That's a lie from the president. I never told him this or that or the other thing. And because of that, apparently, according to this one Rolling Stone article, it's making him very, very like angry and increasingly like saying stuff like, I don't know why I should even defend John Eastman at this point. It's like, he was the guy who even, you said, hey, how do I steal the election? He's like, well, according to my legal knowledge, this might work. And now you're like, I don't know him. And now they're saying, quote, he, Trump, has privately insisted he hardly or barely knows Eastman, despite the fact that he counseled Trump on taking a string of extra legal measures in a bid to stay in power and wrote the so-called coup memo.
Right.
So,
well, I mean, Trump probably completely ignored those or didn't take any of those extra legal measures. He did all the things that
he tried them on. He's probably like, none of these are working. The fuck are you doing? right. So, you know, it continues to get messy. And I think meanwhile, like with the January 6th committee, like their start times have been kind of all over the place. And a lot of people suspect it's because they're concerned that the Supreme Court could hand down a, you know, Roe decision like on the morning of like a huge day for January 6th testimony, and then just be like, then there goes that. But
right. That's the other like big thing that is happening is that we're just kind of at the moment. I mean, by the time you listen to this, they may have overturned Roe, but like we're just kind of waiting for them to press the send button on the decision that changes the future of the country.
Right.
And, you know, have completely abandoned DC because of the mentally ill person who turned themselves in, and the person who was having a mental health crisis that turned themselves in and
outside of Kavanaugh's house.
Yeah. So that's, yeah. And I feel like that is going to be the ballast that they use when we're angry about the decision to be like, well, like we gotta push back on any protests because of this one.
And they will probably succeed in trying to spin it because the optics of people fighting for their like right to exist looks a lot different than parents insisting that Mr. Potato Head is the path to an unclean life. You know what I mean? And then they'd be like, whoa, you see these people? They're so fired up. It's like, yeah, because you're fucking, these are existential threats you're putting in front of them, like real ones.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, that will look a little bit different, but at the end of the day, that's always going to be the case. And it's more about like what the response is going to be from people to look after each other. But yeah, trouble abounds.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, those are some of the things that are trending on this Tuesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves.
Yes.
Get the vaccine. Get the booster if you haven't. Get a second booster if you haven't. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Yep. We will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.